Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And for today and the next few days, as the Lord helps us, we want to explore a subject that the Word talks about and that we need perhaps more than anything else in our Christian walk and experience, because the times in which we are living do everything they can to rob our joy. And of course, we know the devil uses every opportunity. Some of you listening, you have been so down, you have been so oppressed by the devil, feeling a sense of futility, feeling that your life doesn't matter, feeling that no matter what you do isn't good enough. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke all those lies. And we want to share together what the Word of the Lord has to say about joy. That's what we need. We need divine strength. We need courage. And the way that's going to come is through the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so there's a wonderful instruction in the Word of God how we can meditate upon this, how we can claim it, how we can have it a part of our lives. Some of you, beloved, are so bound with negative thinking, with condemnation, because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. If you've confessed your sins to Jesus, if you've fallen, if you've sinned before Him and you confess it, the Word says He is just and faithful to forgive us our sins, and not only that, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, God wants to do a work in your life this week, and I pray that as the Lord provides opportunity, you'll be able to join me on this broadcast. If you should miss or want to rehear a broadcast, just go to unveiledchrist.org, click on the podcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But let's now begin the subject of joy. And Father, we do thank You for Your anointing. Lord, Holy Spirit, You bring forth to every heart that which You want to accomplish in their lives. Lord, let Your Word do Your work. Your Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. And Lord, when we hear the Word of God, we're able to separate our emotions, how we're feeling, with what our spirit man affirms as the truth of the Word of God. Lord, we thank You for it and give You all the honor and praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. He who began a good work in you, beloved, you know what? He's going to be faithful to complete it. Now, let's talk about the subject of joy. Now, there's two kinds of joy, if you will. There's the joy that the world knows. And in many ways, sin is made to look like a lot of fun and happiness. And yet, we know that the wages of sin are death. There is temporary pleasure, but it's not lasting. And so, these fleshly joys last only for a season, and they do end in death. And if we involve ourselves in fleshly, worldly lusts, in opposition to the Word of God, it robs us of the blessings of God and leads us away from God. Oh, there might be temporary or transient pleasures and enjoyment and happiness, but the conviction, the sorrow it brings. And anyone that has backslid or walked away from God, they're miserable. They might not want to admit it, but you know, the Holy Spirit just does not let them go. And so, beloved, the joy of the Lord is much more profitable. It lasts for eternity. It's given by the Holy Spirit, and it's enduring, and it enriches our lives. And so with the Holy Spirit's help, what I want to do is encourage you in a very practical way. I'm not going to give you some new deep revelation. If you need strength, beloved, it is found in joy. Now, the happiness of the world is man-made, and it depends on circumstances. You know, do you ever notice the commercials on television? I watch very little television, but I do try to catch the major news broadcast to know what's going on in the world. And these commercials, everyone acts like it's the happiest day of their life. They're smiling and laughing, and that's for a commercial, beloved. How often do you see people like that in real life? Only among the Christian camp, I'm afraid. Or if it's very briefly, it's not a genuine, true joy. But beloved, the joy I'm talking about, the joy that the Lord wants us to walk in, is the joy of the Lord. It's from heaven, and it is lasting and eternal. And so as we talk about joy, I want to share about the new birth in joy, about how we can grow in joy, about the physical, emotional benefits, and how we need to joy in the Lord and not our circumstances. And we can do that even in the midst of persecution, and how we need it especially for the Lord's work. So, beloved, let's get started. And I'm going to share a scripture found in John, the 7th chapter, verse 36, where Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus said that he would give us water that would spring up or bubble up into everlasting life. And beloved, that is a joyful fountain. This water is within you, beloved, as a child of God. And the Greek text shows that this water will continue to bubble up because, praise God, the source is supernatural. It's not found in your emotions or in your soul. Thank the Lord. Sometimes we can block it up by negative thinking, by getting down in the mully grubs, as Brother Glass used to say. But beloved, we can make a choice, and I pray that's what you're going to do today. I know, and it doesn't involve your circumstances. It's a matter of an attitude of the heart. So now let's start at the beginning. Let's look at the new birth. Now, in the very moment that you accepted Christ, there was rejoicing in heaven. Jesus said in Luke 15 and 10, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents." So, beloved, when you came to Jesus, or when anyone does, the angels are rejoicing in heaven. And then, of course, there's joy in us. It's in the earth. Joy is one of the most prominent features of a new Christian. You remember those days when you first accepted the Lord? Everything was new and bright. Everything even looked different. And, of course, it's no wonder, because your spirit, my spirit, was brought to birth in a spiritual atmosphere of joy. Beloved, that's the atmosphere of heaven. And in our teaching, well of eternal joy is placed within us. When we connect with that truth, we're tapping from the joy that's in heaven. Why should we be joyful? Well, for the very same reason that people are joyful in heaven. Oh, I know there's no sorrow, sickness, death, or they don't have the trials and tribulations we do, but their chief joy is because they're with Jesus. Praise God. 1 Peter 1 and 8 says, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though you see him not, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." So, beloved, joy unspeakable that Peter's talking about is the experience of a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. We may not see Jesus, but he lives in our heart, and he's in our spirit by the miraculous, wonderful working of the new birth. You know, remember that reference in the fourth chapter of John when Jesus was talking about true worshipers, and he was talking about to the Samaritan woman at the well. He made reference to that water. So, beloved, our Christian walk starts with joy in heaven because we have repented, and it never really ends. It continues throughout eternity in the city of joy, the New Jerusalem. Praise God. So, I want to share with you how we can grow in joy. And one of the first things I'd like to share is that love is a faithful guide that leads to joy. Love brings us to Christ, who is the truth, and then love leads us on to joy, for love rejoices in the truth. Think about that. If we have love in our heart, joy isn't very far away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 6 says, love, that beautiful love chapter, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to share with you a scripture talking about Jesus found in Psalm 45, verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Jesus was joyful. The scriptures, I know, it talks about him as a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. But as you really read the Gospels, and obviously the tremendous attraction that he had for the multitudes, he had to be of a joyful, light personality, unlike the serious, sober Pharisees who were always grousing about. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown away, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me today, and tomorrow we're going to carry on and look a little further into this subject of joy. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.